seats. Here we go. It's another exciting episode of the Dying Scene Radio Show. I'm Bob Noxious. I'm looking over there at Bobby Pickles, and it's that time, man. It's time to get nitty gritty, down dirty, and on to it, man. Punk rock style. What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, Bob? Man, thank you very much for that cordial.
I'm trying to wake you up, man. Get into the game, man. Find your groove. Let's go.
Well, Bob, you know what? You kind of had me there when I was looking at you. You were yawning or something like that, and you reached up with your arm. I saw a tattoo underneath your arm. What is that?
This tattoo right here? Nobody can see it because we're on the internet, but this is that, what is it, Iwo Jima, these guys over here, they're holding up the pirate flag. Because honestly, dude, I'm a fucking pirate. That's what the fuck I am.
I like that tattoo, man. We should get a hold of fatenzo.com and render up a t-shirt design based
on
that
tattoo. This week's sponsor?
Yes.
This week's sponsor. Sponsored by Fat Enzo Custom T-Shirts. Not your typical graphic design. Professional illustration. No generic designs, just fully conceptualized, witty, elegant graphics. Think of them as the hired guns. They specialize in working with artists, entrepreneurs, business owners, brands, bands, and people just like you. Hey, man, mention Dying Scene Radio and receive an additional 10% off the first order. 866-970-9997. FatEnzo.com.
In the news this week, in a recent interview with Alt Nation, Matt Skiba talked about the possibility of becoming a permanent member of Blink-182, stating that he thinks recording a new album with the band would seal the deal. What do you think about that?
I don't think much about it, Bobby, but apparently Matt Skiba has been thinking a lot about it, and I'm sure lots of prepubescent teenage boys from the age of 13 and up for the last 10, 12 years, minus the last 6 or 8, have all wanted to be up there on a stage in Matt Skiba's place. So more power to him, the pimply-faced one, Matt Skiba.
Fat Records is celebrating 25 years in a big way in 2015 with a loaded lineup for the U.S. Fat Tour 2015. Fat wrecked for 25 years. Fat Mike made the announcement Tuesday via YouTube video, and you can find the link on dyingscene.com. It's basically a cross-country and Canada celebration, which will feature Fat Records pillars like NOFX, Lagwagon, and Swingin' Utters. Other bands include the Flatliners, Masked Intruder, Toy Guitar, and Bad Cop, Bad Cop. More bands will be added, including surprise bands, for specific shows. In related news, on November 23rd, NOFX and Lagwagon will be headlining a gig in Japan in celebration of their 25th anniversary of Fat Records, which we were just talking about. You can check out the announcement video of that on dyingscene.com, too. So I guess it's basically all going to culminate in that gig in Japan.
Yeah, so basically, Fat Records, 25 years, and then they're going to be playing it in Japan to finish it up. Thank you, sir.
Well, they're going to do basically a U.S. tour first, and then I think that they're going to be finishing it up in Japan, or that may be just like an independent thing, or they're doing like a whole bunch of different weird gigs all over the place.
You know where they're going to finish up at?
Where?
Your mom's house.
Oh, Bob, you had to go there? You got me. Waka, waka, waka. More Fat Records alums in the news this week. Swingin' Utters, they've announced that their drummer, Greg McKinty, will be parting ways with the band. Greg released a statement basically referencing how he formed Swingin' Utters with friends in the 80s, played and became friends with many admired musicians, and along with his friends and bandmates, Johnny Bunnell and Darius Kosky, remained the core of the band for most of his life, and basically he said, peace out. I have no idea why or anything like that. I'm just giving this week's dyingscene.com news, Bob. That's all I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
You go, boy.
How about some music, Bob? What the fuck?
You got it, man. So I got right here in my grubby little hands, I got a Belgian melodic hardcore punk rock band. They call themselves Colors Dead Bleed. They just released a video for this track right here called Scars Will Show, and it's from their latest EP, which just came out this week, and it's called Heritage. Check it out right here. It's Dying Scene Radio.
Fight to go back. We did a bruise, you felt the pain. Getting hurt on This is Andrew WK reminding you that you're tuned in and partying extraordinarily hard right here on Dying Scene Radio.
Right there was the Israeli-based punk rock band called Sweatshop Boys. Just released their new EP in Japan and Europe. Soon we'll have it on the 7-inches right here in the U.S. Always polite, never happy. It's available right here on DyingScene.com.
Sweatshop Boys, that reminds me of this week's sponsor, Fat Enzo.
Those guys that run the sweatshop down there in New York City.
That's right, their catchphrase, main the sweatshop in New York City. Man, Israeli punk band. You ever heard of Krav Maga, Bob? That's insane Israeli fighting tactics. I wonder if they know how to do that.
I don't know. Maybe we should line up an interview and ask them. But I've heard of that, but I don't know much about it. I'm sure I should probably YouTube that, and I'd probably learn all I needed to ever learn.
Just like any topic in the universe.
Well, speaking of topics in the universe, how about more of that freaking punk rock news?
Punk rock universe?
Yeah.
I'll give you it. Here it goes. Longtime Green Day producer Rob Cavallo recently told Kerrang! Magazine that he's heard demos of new material from the band and says they sound, quote-unquote, fantastic. No word on whether or not Cavallo is going to produce the next Green Day record, but I guess it's being implied. Rob Cavallo, I think he won like 3 Grammys.
He's done a lot of stuff. I think he's done like Offspring and probably any skate punk band from the 90s that were on Fat Wreck or Epitaph. And sure, Rob Cavallo.
I don't know what else he would say other than it sounds fantastic. What's he going to say? It sounds like shit. It sounds like utter horse shit. No, he's not going to say that.
Well, cool. That would be their the latest thing that they put out since they put the trio out of Uno, Dos, Tres in 2012 on Reprise. Good for them. They earned the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let them earn their shit. Put another record out, boys. What have you done for me lately?
Also in the news, LA pop punks Margate have released details for their upcoming full-length album, Beards in Paradise. The album will be the band's second for Cybertracks Records, but it will be their fourth full-length overall. You can check out the track listing on DyingScene.com. Beards in Paradise will be released on June 30th on limited edition 10-inch yellow vinyl and digital download. Pre-orders should be up soon on the label's website.
The label, man, Cybertracks, that is none other than El Jefe from NoFX who owns that. He and his wife, Jen, Aaron and Jen, or El Jefe, they do Cybertracks, man, so good stuff. Margate, I've talked to those guys before, man. Cool dudes for sure. And everybody's in on that beard thing, aren't they, Bobby?
Apparently they are, Bob, and I didn't even realize. I've been doing this because I've just been doing it. While I was sleeping, it became like the thing to do is have a beard.
Yep.
I mean, women even say they want a bearded man. How long have you been rocking the beard thing?
For a little while, a couple years, probably 4 or 5 years.
I've been rocking it since, 2008, 2007. something like that.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I haven't really kept track of that kind of stuff, man.
I just remember it because I went to Italy for the first time, and I was hanging out with my cousins, and I saw how everybody in Italy grows their facial hair. And so I came back and I decided to do the same thing. And I stopped shaving then. Ever since then, I have never had like a clean shaven face. But whatever, man, I guess it's in. So power to us, Bob.
Power to the people.
Yeah, power to the people. What else is the news? Crossover legends. Here's your word, crossover. You love that word. Nuclear Assault will embark on its final tour, dubbed Final Assault, which has begun this week. Saturday, May 2nd in Chicago, and will culminate with a show in New York City with Murphy's Law and Whiplash in September. The dates and locations can be found on, of course, DyingScene.com. On the Final Assault tour, Nuclear Assault will be supporting their upcoming EP, Pounder, which is due for release on June 1st via Sidipus Records. So basically, they're going to be in Chicago. They're going to be mostly in Europe, all different various European countries, and then they're going to end it on September 12th at the Gramercy Theater in New York City with Murphy's Law. That should be awesome.
You should go check that out, man. Nuclear Assault. I remember those guys, man, from back in the day, like, I don't know, late 80s or so. Used to listen to them. The last tour, I wonder why.
I guess that's it. I guess they called it quits, Bob. You know, you can't just keep going forever, Bob. Jesus Christ. What the fuck, Bob?
Whatever.
Bob, let's do music.
You want to get into some more music right here? I got some more music right here for you. This is the Asbury Park, New Jersey hardcore punk band called Hot Blood. They're currently streaming their new EP, Overcome Part 1, on DyingScene.com. It was released physically last month through Little Dick Man Records, and digitally this week through Basement Records. It was recorded and produced by Brian Steinkopf of the Bouncing Souls, and follows the band's last album, No Kings, released last year through Little Dick Man Records. Hot Blood, Rust, Dying Scene Radio.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Michelle.
And we're Damn Broads, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Yeah!
Here we go again, and can't control what does they say. The burning fucking asshole's trying to get away with it. It doesn't matter what we do, no matter where we go. Your trail seems to follow us, and won't leave us alone.
You make us feel so violent.
We're just here to fight. We don't want to be afraid.
You think it's okay? Your words are unacceptable. Feel uncomfortable, it seems unfair, but it's only the nature of the game. We're getting cornered at the shows, cause you assume anything goes. We shouldn't have to hide, but it's the nature of the game.
Once we get attracted to the disturbing conversation, lead us to live inside a world of delusion.
I don't wanna hear you, but you're
So we're all here. Happy to talk to you. Dying scene again.
Are you guys at the same practice spot you guys have always had with the naked ladies on the wall?
No, we're not. That building was condemned, actually.
Oh, man.
So there's, like, police tape around it. We're not allowed in to our...
Fucking Philly.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Bob, who are we speaking with today? What the hell? Who is this?
We are speaking with Tibby X of the band Gash. Hi, Tibby.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty awesome. I guess we have to start the show officially, I guess. Cool. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time out of your practice schedule. What are you guys working on at this moment? You working on some new tunes for some shows coming up or new record? What's the plan?
Well, we have a Canada tour. We're in the middle of recording an album, but my voice is, like, really raspy right now. So taking a break on the vocals for a little bit. And there's a fill-in drummer right now, Larry. He's here. So we're going over the songs with him, and we're just practicing. We got a couple of new songs, too, that we're working on. So
I heard that you got a new drummer. How's that working out for you? Didn't you recently play Long Island, like, a couple days ago? Was that your first outing? Or
yeah, it was awesome, actually. It was a really great show. Larry did a great job, and I was originally from Long Island, which I don't admit very often, but it was nice to return there under better circumstances with Gash, and we played with the Casualties, and we had a great time. The audience was, like, really a lot of fun to play with. So
that's got
to
be a pretty sweet show. Yeah. Is that hometown for those guys, the Casualties? Where are they from? I don't even know.
Jake lives in downtown Jersey City, and then the other guys live in, like, other boroughs or New York or whatever. They claim New York, though.
Yeah, we all, like, knew each other in New York in the 90s, and, you know, it's like they hung out in St. Mark's a lot, and there was, like, the other crew that hung out on Avenue A, that I was more of, like, a 7th Street Avenue A in New York City. There are a bunch of different little punk groups back then in the 90s, so it's nice to be reunited again.
It's a lot easier to live off the grid, back in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, tell me why you guys got a new drummer. Is it because, as I read somewhere, your old drummer passed out quite a bit at the shows in between songs?
You know, the PC answer is that, like, creative differences. Like, personally, sure. I have no problem saying that he's a douchebag, so... really didn't want to work with him anymore, and it wasn't working out. So his mom is smoking hot, and I did keep him in the band for lengthier. But
yeah, man, you know, people paths cross and they move on and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, it happens.
I'm intrigued, I guess, about the band. You know, I've heard others describe you guys as, like, being the first in a genre of the BDSM, S&M type of stuff, and I was kind of curious if you had ever heard of a band called the Jenna Torturers.
Yeah, you know, I know about them, and I think that's, like, a separate entity to us, because
they're more shock.
A punk band.
You know, I got it. They're more shock, like putting nails through cocks and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we don't do any of that. We're, like, genuinely into what we're doing live, and we're a punk band first.
Hey, what exactly is S&M part? Is it the whips and shit, or is it, like, leather and stuff? Or, like, what exactly is it incorporate in your act and stuff?
Well, we're all into different BDSM, genres. I front the band as a sub. Executioner is my dom. She performs in the band. Our bassist is a furry. Everybody has different interests, and we're all in the community, and as part of a band performance, I mean, we do have flabbers and stuff like that, but we're really just presenting ourselves as, like, out and proud of our identities. And, like, I think the main message of our band is that of acceptance, and we invite people to perform with us so that the audience isn't separated from us. Like, what we really want is to, like, get rid of, like, hatred and any kind of, like, bigotry or, like, uncomfortable. You know, if you go to a punk show, there's a lot of guys there that all kind of look the same. And that's just the way it is, like, all over the country and all over the world. And sometimes there's an audience that just stands there and watches the band. And it's really boring and it's really safe. So to have a trans community that feels welcome and safe at our shows, or, you know, the lesbian and gay community, or people come out dressed in, like, their kink wear that can, like, interact with us, like, that's our main goal of the band. You know, it's almost like creating a new format for punk rock.
I've never seen the band, and you guys came through here, and I unfortunately missed you guys when you guys came down to Florida. Some of the folks were telling me what a great show that it was, but tell me yourself, kind of, like, your thoughts of, say, the St. Petersburg show. What was a standout from that? Anything?
Oh, my God. You know, all the shows kind of blend together as one show. I seriously almost never pay attention to where we are. The show was St. Petersburg. Oh, my God. That was just a little... Oh, my God. I love that show. All right. I know which one we're talking about right now. with Sparkle Fight and Scurvy.
That's the one, yep.
That was a great show. I'm going to put down Suffocation on for that just to talk about the wrestlers at that show for a little bit because we had a great, great time with them.
So you had some wrestlers at the show?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is Suffocationer.
Suffocationer. How's it going, mistress?
It's going well. We just came back from a really great show on Long Island, but you want to hear about a show in St. Petersburg that was one of my favorite shows of tour.
Do tell.
And female wrestler, and I do utilize that at the shows when people provoke me to do so. However, I had some friends in the industry down there, so I had two of my male co-workers, I guess you would, were down there. I needed to be, did some trampling on them. I had an all-out wrestling match with another person that was there, someone that was kind of drunk. He ended up, like, rolling over my head, and I had him in a chokehold. And ended up, he's like, let me go. And I'm like, all right. So I let him go. I just sort of laid there. I was like, so what now? And he put his hand out. You know, we're all about the love, but we all have our own different fetishes, and wrestling is definitely one of mine.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Hi, it's CBS. I'm back. We're just kind of passing the phone around.
Gotcha. So putting yourself in a submissive position with the audience, do you have a safe word, you know, to where the rest of the band will kick the shit out of somebody if they get out of line, or how does that work?
Well, Steph Kushner, I really trust that she always has my back, and I mean, we've only ever had like a minor problem once with like one drunk guy, and I've been touring for many years, so like even if there's a problem, it's like it gives everyone something to focus on. It becomes part of the performance. It's never really a bad show, you know. Even if things get all fucked up and some shit goes down, it gives everyone in that town something to talk about. It gives the band something to talk about in the van. There's always a positive side. I kind of, like, have this weird trust in punk rock because that became my family when I left home. So if I'm, like, submitting myself to the audience, I do genuinely trust the people that are there to see us.
Did you kind of pick up this performance style on your time with Reagan Youth?
No, I have no idea where the fuck this performance style came from. It just kind of ended up this way. And in Reagan Youth, it's very separate from Gash. You know, we're like honoring like the message of Dave Insurgent, and I'm just trying to like play bass and support Paul, you know, and not be like a front person on bass, you know. So
just having fun.
Yeah, it's like a totally different thing. I mean, I love those songs. I grew up listening to those songs.
Man, I'm sure honored to be a part.
We just played a hardcore show in D.C. like a month ago. That was amazing.
That's got to be a kick-ass place to play a show.
Yeah, are you going down there anytime soon with all the riots?
He's asking if you want to join the uprising in Baltimore.
Yeah, are we going to Baltimore anytime soon?
Yeah.
I never know the tour schedule. See, I should like put the other people on. I really honestly just like do what I'm told daily. It's like how I live my life. So I never know, like, what the future dates are. They're looking them up on the phone.
Like a true sub.
It's true. It really is. We have a gas chat, and I check it in the morning, and that's what my schedule is, and that's what I do. I'm sure we have some Baltimore dates coming up. Everything's always on our website, on Gash Official, or on our Facebook.
What do you think about that band Copstabber? You played with them before, right?
We played with them in D.C., and all of those guys were so cool. Like, I was watching them. I filmed all of them. I put them all in, like, the event page because I was like, these bands are heavy and, like, they have a lot of emotion and they were, like, very cool people. Really nice to us.
Yeah, I love them, man. They're fucking hilarious. Oh, my God. They're so funny.
Yeah, I like them because people are arguing about them the way they argue about us sometimes, too. And, like, you know, they're all, like, good-natured guys and they're not misogynist. Like the internet likes to say sometimes, you know, they're very cool.
Great name for a band.
Yeah.
Especially
definitely.
These days.
In Baltimore, D.C. area, no less. It's freaking perfect.
Yeah, exactly. I have friends there that I've been in touch with a lot to, like, you know, see how they're doing, see what's going on, getting, like, personal accounts of, like, what's going on there instead of, like, relying on the news. I don't have TV, so.
Yeah, fuck the TV.
I have a TV, yeah. I just don't watch it. I actually got one more question before we wrap it up. And, you know, the handcuffs, you know, you guys have passed some handcuffs around and let, you know, audience members handcuff you. What's the most awkward position you've been left in with that?
Actually, don't use handcuffs. We use leather cuffs. The most awkward position, I'd say, like, there was an early show where I was cuffed and blindfolded and a dumb Suffocationer had someone tickle me. And the guy was, like, really scared to touch me. So he was tickling me really lightly and it was, like, making us both angry. She was screaming at him to do it more aggressively, and like he just kind of like dug his nails into my ribs really hard. It kind of like made me keel over. I was like, this is not tickling. It's like surgery or something. So
sounds
it's
awkward.
Probably the strangest thing that's happened. Yeah.
All right, I got one more question. Do you have nice feet?
I do. It's I have some foot fetish friends who support that fetish, and yeah, we all have very beautiful feet in this band, and very smelly socks from tour that are available for sale. If you want to buy our tour socks and our decrepit, mixed up tights from crawling on the floor, they're Gash Official.
Well, Bob's birthday is Cinco de Mayo. I got to just go to Gash Official, and then I can get him a present. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
I'll be looking forward to that in my mailbox. That's awesome, and thank you.
From Gash, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio. We'll be right back.
British hardcore punks Refused. Yeah, that's right, Refused. Haven't heard from them guys in a while. 1998 was the last time we heard of them from the Shape of Punk to Come record. Their new record comes out at Epitaph June 30th, and it's called Freedom.
A lot of bands coming out of Switzerland. Huh? I mean, a lot of punk bands. A lot of bands in Europe in general coming out, you know, and singing American.
What language are they supposed to be singing in? Like, as opposed to... what I realized by doing this show is, like you're saying, there's a lot of bands out there that are international, but it's amazing there's a lot of English-speaking countries that are out there. More than what you'd think, Bobby.
Switzerland speaks English?
What do you think, they speak Swahili?
I think they speak Swiss, man. I don't know.
I think you could have an easy conversation with them, Bobby. I think it would be easier for you to go there and order a Whopper with cheese there than it would be in, say, Miami.
Or in Holland, Royale with cheese. Hey, how about that conversation with Gash?
Cool chicks, man, and I'm sure some solid dudes in the band as well. You gotta love them freaky chicks, man, who just have absolutely no inhibitions, you know, just bears it all right there in front of everybody. Bears her soul, bears her body. You'd think that her boyfriend would get a little jealous about that, but nah, apparently he's a cool dude, man.
Bob, you mentioned they got some dudes in the band. You know, we didn't really hear from them. I gotta tell you, I didn't really mind not hearing from them. You know, I enjoyed our conversation with Tibby. And, man, she's a little freak, and she's got nice feet, huh, Bob? Hey, listen, I'm going to get you that present that they asked me to get you on the down low. Don't worry about it, man. It's coming your way.
All right, thank you. You said on the down low, though. Come on. Just because I like feet, man, I want those socks, man.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. GashOfficial.com, right?
GashOfficial.com.
And you can order it like it's the Home Shopping Network. I want some of your used socks. That's totally punk rock. She's an awesome broad.
How about those damn broads? Got a damn new video out. It's damn fine, I might add. Did you get a chance to check it out, Bobby?
I did get a chance to check it out. It was pretty good. They got the red accentuating the lipstick and stuff like that. Red is all popping out. Everything else is kind of black and white.
It's the classic colors of punk rock.
Hell yeah, man. Dude, that was a really great video, huh? I mean, the other one was awesome, but that was a little bit of a step up, I guess. I mean, it was really professional.
People are getting snazzy with their GoPros, man. It's a different day and age, but it's a very cool video nonetheless, man. So check it out. It's right there. The links are on dyingscene.com. Nice job, ladies. Let's go ahead and play some more music. This time, I have some brand new stuff from the next upcoming record from Anti-Flag. This track right here is called Sky is Falling. They've put a new lyric video up for this track, and you can find it right here on dyingscene.com. The song, which is about the United States' use of drone strikes, was also released on a limited edition die-cut 10-inch vinyl picture disc, which you can pick up from AF Records. You know how to find it. You can read about the song's lyrical content right there, and American Spring will be released on May 26th through Spine Farm Records. Their last album, The General Strike, was released in 2012 through Side One Dummy. Here it is, Anti-Flag, Dying Scene Radio.
No. This is Joe from the Queers. You're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Things were going so well until you asked me for guest list, and I said sorry. I don't speak English. Je m'appelle Alex. Do I look rich? Do I look rich? And I would love to indulge your ego, but suddenly you appear dead to me.
That right there was the British punk rock band called Blanc Unit. I love that name for a band, man. They just put a new video out for that song right there called Je m'appelle Alex, which is French for me saying, Bob doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And Alex is a pretty cool dude, I guess. The first single is coming from the new Mr. Splashy album. It's due out in early 2016, so we're stretching kind of far out. Find it through TNS Records. Actually, this track right here will be released on May 6th to coincide with a two-night residency of the Scala with their touring companions and close friends, Slaves.
Yeah, Bob, that music video, you saw that music video, right?
Yep, sure did.
The lyrics are pretty cool. It makes me feel like when I'm interviewing these bands, it makes me kind of reconsider when I'm asking to be on the guest list or whatever. But it says, things were going so well until you asked me for guest list, and I said, sorry, I don't speak English. Do I look rich? Do I look rich? And I would love to indulge your ego, but suddenly you appear dead to me. Pretty interesting lyrics there, Bob.
Wow, you've really become the scholar of these guys' lyrics, man. You've kind of taken it to heart, man. Are you feeling a little bit compliant to shill out a couple bucks next time they roll through town?
Absolutely, man. And also, if I'm remembering correctly, when I was reading about them on DyingScene.com, they're brand new, right? Is this like the first?
It's the first I've heard of them, man. So it came into one grubby paw and right into the other and right on to the listeners. That's what I'm here for, Bobby. Turning people on to music they wouldn't normally hear.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. We all appreciate it. How about some news?
Yes.
All right. Panic State Records has just announced that they will be selling $10 t-shirts and donating 100% of the profits to relief efforts in Nepal. Of course, last Saturday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake that killed more than 5,000 people and injured at least 10,000. It's a horrible tragedy. You can check out the fundraiser on the company website. And on the fundraising, the company commented, this is the first shirt we ever printed in the traditional colors of the Tibetan monks, burgundy and gold. The team will also be including every digital release the label has ever produced, 14 records in total, as a thank you for the donation. So if you want to give, you can give in a pretty cool way. You can get a t-shirt out of it and get some good music. I think it's a good idea, man. Check out Panic State Records raising money for relief in Nepal. You can find the link on DyingScene.com. You think Fat Enzo would do something like that, give to those people in Nepal? Have you ever been in an earthquake, Bob? Imagine.
No, but I've been on a couple thrill rides in my life.
Saw some of those videos of the earthquake, some backpackers or something like that, some guys camping when it was happening, and Jesus.
I don't always watch the news, Bobby, but when I do, it's always one of them weird news days where something stupid's going on, like Baltimore.
I'll tell you one thing. A lot of these punk bands that are coming out right now have that political flair to them, and they're talking about police brutality and things like that. So it's definitely a crazy situation, and it needs to be dealt with. We should just have a revolution, man. Anyway, if you want to talk politics, I got a great show for you, Bob. This is your boy, Andrew WK, man.
Oh, yeah.
He started a talk show. Glenn Beck is giving the party guru his own weekend radio show on his channel, the Blaze Radio Network.
Good for him. That'd be awesome. I will have to tune in and listen.
And I as well. It's going to be called America WK, and it'll be premiering on Saturday, May 2nd, the same day that, you know, the kickoff of the final nuclear assault tour in Chicago. Anyway, America WK is a weekly two-hour program with raw and penetrating discussion of what it is to be alive, meaning, motivation, mindset, and making dreams come true, all included in a celebration of life itself, and all with a positive and honest outlook. Andrew will also field questions from the audience, adding an interactive component.
I'm going to say it right now, Bobby. It's political season right now. Andrew WK for president. How about that?
I'd vote for Andrew WK. Well, actually, right, let's wait and hear what he has to say.
Well, we've spoken with him. You know, just revert back to episode 3.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm all about positivity, man. If you're going to be positive and you're going to try to give that off, that's what we need in the White House, man. Right? Need some positivity.
Sure. Hey, speaking of positivity, Bobby, you know, this new layout that we debuted last week, I did notice that there was one of those online quiz things that was in the dyingscene.com feed. So I went ahead and I took the quiz, and the options were totally dig it, it's okay, but the old one was better, or it totally sucks. Where do you think it fared?
I think that they liked it the old way.
Yeah, everybody liked it the old way for now. So, hey, man, we're still tweaking it out, man. We got some more coding sessions coming up, and, you know, hey, give us a break.
I happen to like it, Bob, and, you know, I'll tell you one thing. It worked, actually. You know that wallpaper there is advertising the new Millencolin album on iTunes. I actually clicked that wallpaper, clicked through, and purchased the new Millencolin album on iTunes through the DyingScene.com website. How about that?
Way to go, and way to get DyingScene.com an extra 2 cents.
Yeah, so what head honcho Johnny X did over there was a smart thing, and it worked even on a stupid idiot like me, and there's plenty of stupid idiots out there.
Okay, and on that note, I got some stuff right here from a Florida hardcore band called Lessons Learned. Now, they got a brand new record called Knowledge is Power, and it's available for one of those Name Your Price downloads, which you can find over there on Bandcamp, or if you find it also right here on DyingScene.com. Lessons Learned. This band is LSNSLRND. They took the vowels out, Bobby. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's cool, man. I like how they did that. That'd be a good t-shirt design from FatEnzo.com.
That would be a good t-shirt design from FatEnzo. FatEnzo.com. 866-970-9997. This is Lessons Learned, doing Acknowledge on Dying Scene Radio.
Oh! listening to?
What are you listening to, Maddie?
I don't know, Omar. What are you listening to?
I like to listen to Dying Scene Radio.
I like to listen to Dying Scene Radio as well. Yeah.
Band called Mutoid Man, featuring Ben Kohler of Converge and Stephen Brodsky of a band called Cave In, streaming their brand new song called Sweet Ivy right here on DyingScene.com. It'll be appearing on their new upcoming album, Blender. It's going to be out June 30th through Sargent House, so good stuff right there, man.
Mutoid Man,
you're right. Jesus Christ. That was Mutoid Man by Sweet Ivy. Mutoid Man
with his grubby little hands.
Mutoid Man! That sounds so much more powerful when you say it, Mutoid. I like Mutoid better. Good choice of the name. Mutoid.
Heavens to Megatroid.
Bob, there's a couple Kickstarter campaigns out there that I want everybody to know about. You can find on DyingScene.com, the links for them. There's a documentary film coming out. This one's got me excited, bro. Film and music video director Ian McFarland, actually the bum. He said that he's also the bass player for the now-defunct Boston hardcore legends Blood for Blood. I looked it up, fact-checked him. He's right. Anyway, he's announced that New York hardcore veterans Agnostic Front will be the subject of his new documentary. Appropriately titled The Godfathers of Hardcore, the film will chronicle the band's career from their beginnings in 1980 to the present, focusing heavily on the friendship between Roger Murray and Vinnie Stigma. To help get the film finished, McFarland has launched a Kickstarter campaign. You can find out more information on the project and how to donate on DyingScene.com. Bob, I think they already reached their goal, but it seems to keep on going.
That's when you know it's going to get even better, when you get that extra money. Good for them, man. Congratulations for meeting their goals. Some goals are lofty. Some goals seem out of reach, and all of a sudden you get twice as much, man. It's creating that fan interest.
I was in the East Village for the Dwarves concert with the bum, and he apparently knows these guys, Vinny Stigma and stuff like that, and told me the whole story about how they owned this tattoo shop. He went down to it, the New York Hardcore Tattoo Shop. Dude, this is going to be a really cool documentary, man. I could probably set it up, you know, somehow. Definitely want to do an interview with those guys, man. And that's going to be awesome.
Set it up, brother.
Another Kickstarter campaign for a potential movie. And maybe you could tell me more about this one. Jack Grisham from California punk band TSOL and Susan Diner from Punk's Not Dead have teamed up to make a short film based on the song Code Blue from TSOL's album Dance With Me. And you can donate and be a part of the producing process by checking out their Kickstarter campaign. You can get the link on dyingscene.com, of course. You know a little bit more about this than I do, Bob.
Well, you know, the song Code Blue, TSOL did that song and it expressed frustration of a teen boy's fumbling and often painful experiences with the opposite sex. As in, I'd rather fuck the dead than sleep with you type of shit. You know, those kind of relationships you had when, like when you were in school, Bobby. Anyway, so TSOL, man. So Jack Grisham's got a Kickstarter going to make this into a cartoon movie. What is this? Let me see. A film by Susan Diner and Jack Grisham. I'll be interested to check it out, man. They're looking to get $34,000. They're pushing the $7,000 mark. So they got a ways to go. Can you help them out? Kickstarter, man. Just go ahead, go find it, and type in Jack Grisham.
You ever donate to a Kickstarter campaign before in your life, Bob, with your grubby little hands?
Yeah, man, I did. I got a Pebble watch.
A Pebble watch?
Yes, it's Flintstones? It was a smartwatch. It was the intro to the smartwatches. Look it up. You've never heard of a Pebble watch?
No, Bob. I have
never. It was a smartwatch. You get your tweets on there, and you get your emails and your texts
so you got,
and all that kind
that
of stuff.
From my actual Kickstarter campaign that you donated to.
Yes,
huh?
Yes, I did. And it was, I think it was like one of the most successful Kickstarter campaigns that was ever out there. I'm sure you could, you know, run some Google Analytics on that or something.
Well, which one was it in particular?
The Pebble watch?
Well, yeah. What was the what did you donate to?
To Pebble.
You donated to them so they can build and
yes.
make the watch.
Correct.
Oh. Well, good for you, Bob. You're an early adopter. And with that note, let's adopt our ways out of here. I don't know.
And I like to play doctor too. All right. Anyway, find us anywhere on the web, man. BobNoxious at dyingscene.com. Find me on Twitter at BobNoxious. Or on Instagram, same thing, at BobNoxious.
Just Google Bobby Pickles. That retarded name comes up quite frequently. You can check us out on YouTube also, man. Check out our full interviews. We have a lot of videos. We're trying to do our best with the GoPros, too.
Absolutely,
just like
man.
These music videos these bands are doing. We're trying to do it, too. And somebody call into the hotline, 347-754-PUNK, and harass Bob. Please. All right.
Yes, actually, what we'd like to get
wish
is some
him a happy
scene
birthday.
Reports.
Wish him a happy birthday on Cinco de Mayo.
Absolutely. Yeah, send us some scene reports. If you're in a punk band out there or any kind of band, hardcore, ska, whatever, we don't care, man. Give us a scene report from your town right there to our phone number, 347-754-PUNK. That's 347-754-7865. And, you know, we'll put it on the air. How about that? It's like you're a DJ, just like we are. Living the dream, Bobby Pickles. Great show, man. Let's play some more stuff on the backside out of here. How about that?
Adios.
This next track right here is by Laura Jane Grace doing a remake of the old Michael McDonald song called I Keep Forgetting. But he did it acoustically. She did it acoustically. I keep forgetting
Michael McDonald,
who it is anymore.
Doobie Brothers?
Yeah, man. Laura Jane Grace, you know. I mean, transgendered, whatever. You know, used to be a man, now living the life of a woman.
That's the song you're about to play on here right now?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Oh, okay. She's transgender.
Yes. Yes, she's a transgender. Laura Jane Grace.
Does she have nice feet?
Probably, I'm guessing, you know, probably pretty big feet, so... I don't know.
Yeah,
it depends on whether...
I don't think the feet are going to be as nice as Tibby's.
I would tend to agree with you on that one, Bobby. We agree. I concur.
We do agree. We concur.
So here it is right here, man, with a little bit of a description from Laura Jane Grace on the way out. See you next week on Dying Scene Radio, bitches.
Got this drum loop built of Close to Me by The Cure that I've been trying to do something with. And this fucking Michael McDonald song came on the radio. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make the best out of this situation. And I will take this Michael McDonald song being played right now as a sign from above that I should do something with it. All good?
Pennywise and the Raps, you're listening to Dying Scene Radio. Dying.